following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Thank you for calling Hustler Hollywood Monroe. This is Alyssa. How may I help you?
Alyssa, yes. It's last minute. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. I'm going to be in real hot water with my girlfriend if I don't get her something amazing. I need to know, what's the biggest dildo slash vibrator that you all have up there?
You mean like the most popular?
No, just like the largest in size, you know what I mean?
If you want it to vibrate, it would need to be either the Big Boss by Fun Factory or our Realistic Vibrating by Doc Johnson.
In terms of inches, what are we talking?
Those are going to be somewhere in the 8.5 range, and they're going to be, if we're going by diameter, probably 2 inches thick.
Okay, what about just a plain dildo? I mean, I need something with girth and with length. That's what she needs.
If you're looking for that, we have ones that go all the way up to 6 inches in diameter, and that go up to 17 inches long.
Wow, that's good. I really need something that's going to have her like walking funny afterwards. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you can definitely get the hookup on that down here.
That's awesome. I don't want to talk out of score or whatever, but she's quite large down there, and sometimes I have a problem satisfying her. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. It happens.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, ma'am. You've been very helpful.
We definitely have a variety of sizes for you to choose from.
Yes. I need something just gargantuan, really. Is the 17-inch, does that come in black?
Yes, it does. We also have one that is more like probably 12 inches, but it's going to be much girthier.
Okay,
than
that might
the
work.
17-inch one.
Yeah, something like bigger than a Coke can.
Yeah, no, we absolutely have a selection of those if you're not concerned about it vibrating.
Yeah, really need to fill that up. Ma'am, you've been very, very helpful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a great Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Indeed.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Much like the Halloween costume people, they're very helpful. Very helpful. Get a 17-inch dildo.
Oh, my God.
And you get something that's 6 inches in diameter.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
Ew, why?
Hardcore. Ladies out there, think about that.
CannabisRadio.com presents The Stoner Jesus Show.
I've created very few things outright in my life. That's one of them. That's my shit. I'm not going to have it run into the ground by a bunch of whiny fucking dickweeds.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. Wake and Bake with Stoner and Jesus, February 17th, 2017. Live on CannabisRadio.com. You might be able to tell I'm fighting a cold. That sucks. Life goes on. You just hear a lot of this. Sorry about that. It's very unprofessional, but what are you going to do? Did I mention it's Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus? It is our 3 days after Valentine's Day special. The Valentine's Day special was supposed to be February 10th. We had a little problem with that. Getting connected, we had a password issue. That has been resolved, as you can hear, because I'm live today. It's kind of become a tradition. I fucked up our Christmas special. So that was our 5 days after Christmas special. This is our 3 days after Valentine's Day special. 3 days after, of course, in parentheses. You get it. It's funny. Think about it. Or maybe it's not. Maybe I should think about it. It'll be like our thing. We'll just do specials after the actual holidays. Somebody's doing that, right? I'm not ripping that off, am I? No, that's my thing. I created that. Good for me. I'm going to pat myself on the back. I just created something. Lots of shit going on today. A lot of Valentine's Day shit. We have Weed News, Stern Jesus pickup lines for Valentine's Day. All those 3 days after Valentine's Day, so I guess you can say for next year. I don't care. The bottom line is I'm not going to rewrite an entire fucking show. I had a Valentine's Day show, so we're doing it. Also, Valentine's Day Craigslist ads. An Antichrist update. The battle nears. Got some intelligence, got some updates. Got a very special, never-before-heard update in the Antichrist update. It'll blow your mind. SternJesus.net for the show. If you want to check out the show. Past shows. Find social media links, shit like that. We're also on iHeartRadio, CannabisRadio.com. iTunes, Stitcher, things like that. It's cold as fucking getting on my nerves already. The sound of my own voice is getting on my fucking nerves already. Hold on, stand by. I made it worse. I guess we'll see. Oh, fuck. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on today. Oh, and my nasally fucking annoying voice. God, I already hate myself. 6 minutes into a 2-hour show. I already hate myself. But a lot of stuff going on. As I said, it is our 3 days after Valentine's Day special. A bunch of shit going on. St. Peter's not here. Again, I don't understand what's going on. St. Peter's not here. He, like, left. He usually leaves voicemails, but he's not leaving any voicemails. Nobody's heard from him. He's going to go out west or some shit to find himself. I don't know what any of that means. I also think we're having problems with our phone line. 1-347-414-WEED. I've called it myself to see if it's fucking working. You can't leave a voicemail. And Skype didn't alert me to this problem, if it's a problem with them. So I had no idea. I just thought it was a slow time of year for voicemails. Maybe it's a slow time of year for me. Maybe that's the problem. In any case, Skype, Stoner Jesus 1. That's Stoner Jesus and the number 1. Ugh, I'm already tired. It's 7 minutes into the show. I hate myself and I'm tired. This is going well. As I said last week, or not though, 2 weeks ago, whenever we last did the show, I don't think this 10 a.m. time slot is going to last much longer. It's just too early. It's too much. Plus, we have the other big news from the show. That's our video show. The Stern Jesus Show on Facebook Live. Sunday night will debut. God, this nasal thing is killing me. Here. Listen to some love music. Hold on. Love music for Valentine's Day. God damn. It's fucking aggravating, yo. I got power through. I don't care. Only 2 hours of this shit. What else do I got to do? Nothing. That's the answer. Some nice love music for Valentine's Day. or 3 days after Valentine's Day special. Anyway, Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, the Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. We still have some tech issues with like the video and the audio sync, but you know what? I was going to do a show. We're going to do a real show, full out with everything, the music, the whole nine yards, everything that's going to be encompassed in the show. You will see Sunday night, the debut show, the Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live, number one, Sunday night, February 19th. 2017, 9 p.m. Eastern. We have a little syndication going. We'll start small at first, and as we build, as the show gets better and we hit our stride, we'll go bigger with the syndication and get more people watching. And it's going to be nuts. So Sunday night, that'll be awesome. Hopefully, my cold is not worse. Hopefully, it's better. Because this is annoying enough. So it's fucking too much. Ugh. Fuck, man. Fucking being lulled to sleep by this music. Holy shit. Wake up. God damn it. Turn this shit off. What the fuck? But really, this 10 o'clock time slot's not going to last. I think I mentioned that already. I'm not going to be doing this shit much longer. It's fucking too much. So, the video show Sunday night. One more thing before we go to break. You know, the Valentine's Day Craigslist thing's coming up. And weed news, of course, as well. Stern Jesus Pickup Lines Valentine's Day edition. That'd be in the second hour. Antichrist update. A lot of stuff going on. Before we go to break, February 17th is a very special day in Stern Jesus Show history. It was, in Stern Jesus history, basically. It was 8 years ago today that I signed up for Twitter, at StonerJesus420 on Twitter. 8 years, now over 147,000 followers. Basically, at that time, in February 2009, we were doing some stuff on Blog Talk Radio. We did some stuff on Stickham, if anybody remembers that. If I don't know if it's still around, I have no idea. But StickAM is what led me to Twitter, because they hooked up to Twitter and you could like tweet out stuff automatically when you went live. And it was the first time I'd ever heard of Twitter. I went and checked it out. I was like, hey, that sounds cool. 140 characters. Hell yeah. Let's do that. At the time, I had about 15,000 friends on MySpace. And you could tell at that point in February 2009 that MySpace was dying. There was just nowhere for it to go. You know, it was already being overtaken by Facebook. I was looking for something else. I wasn't particularly enamored with Facebook. So I needed some kind of other social media, and I found Twitter. And then, I don't know if you guys remember MySpace, but back in the day, but you used to send bulletins to your friends. So I started spamming my friends with bulletins and shit about coming over to Twitter, checking it out, and that's where the base of the Stoner Jesus 420 followers was formed, from MySpace. And, the rest is history. 8 years later, 147,000 followers. Thank you to everyone who follows on Twitter, retweets, interacts, all that shit, at StonerJesus420 on Twitter. 8 years. It's a long time. A lot of fucking work in that shit. It was a waste of time. I don't know. I met a lot of cool people in there. Still, I'm only on Facebook because I have to be. I'm still not enamored with Facebook 8 years later. In MySpace, well, it died. Anyway, coming up, Valentine's Day, Craigslist ads, and these were disappointing as well. I'll get into that after the break. It was a bummer. I was like, oh man, these are going to be hilarious. No, some of them are. Most of them aren't. Bummer. Valentine's Day bummer 3 days later. It's our 3 days after Valentine's Day special. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 17th, 2017. Hell yeah, bitches. We'll be back.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. I have a question for you. Do you like extracts? Of course you do. We all do. But getting quality product can be such a problem these days. Have you ever considered making your own? Well, Terp Extractors has equipment for every skill level, from beginners to advanced extract artists. They offer the highest quality equipment, and they back it up with their industry-leading training and tech support.
They carry everything from bi-directional closed-loop systems to tabletop rosin presses. Make sure you visit their website at turfextractors.com. That's Terp with two P's. And let them help you get on the path to extraction. Make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order. And make sure you please check your local laws before purchasing. That's TerpExtractors.com. That's Terp with two P's. Or simply click the Terp Extractors banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google. I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Next to THC and CBD, you can now add CBR to your cannabis vernacular. CBR as in CannabisRadio.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Fuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Fuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Fuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Wake and Bake, Stoner Jesus, February 17th, 2017, our 3 days after Valentine's Day special. A lot of stuff still to come. Don't forget Sunday night on our Facebook, the Stoner Jesus Show live on Facebook, or no, the Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. That's the name we're going with. Clever, right? Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Stoner Jesus on Facebook. It's facebook.com/StonerJesus. 420. That would be me. Just come check it out. Yo. In any case, right now, Valentine's Day Craigslist ads. I had this idea. I figured, hey, you know what? We've done Craigslist ads before. They're pretty good. You know, there's some clever people out there that do shit on Craigslist or write shit or whatever on Craigslist. Well, apparently those clever people were not working on the Valentine's Day portion of the funny Craigslist ads. Because there's quite a few of these lists, you know, best, saddest, funniest Valentine's Day Craigslist ads. And many of these ads are in all of the lists. And a lot of them just suck. They just fucking suck. Some of them are too bad. Like this one. And this is a BuzzFeed's list. 14 best Valentine's Day Craigslist ads. Number one, Valentine's Day is less than 3 days away and reasons to consider me. The dude put like 40 reasons. The ones that stand out. Number 35, I cried on 9/11. Number 17, I'm not vegan. Number 14, I've been in 30 states. number 10, I'm in my early 40s. Those are all reasons to consider this guy. Among other reasons he listed, I've never been arrested. Tight jeans on a woman equals very sexy. I enjoy all music, especially 80s and classic rock. I'm not on any medication. There you go. You know, if you make a list and there's 40 on it, they all can't be gems. But you got some good ones in there. How about this? Let a gorilla propose to your girl Valentine's Day. Let Gunda, a.k.a. Catskill's singing gorilla, melodically deliver your love song, marriage proposal, birthday greeting, congratulations, cheer, or even a court petition. Wow. You have a singing gorilla deliver a summons? Holy shit. With a song of your choice and balloon bouquet, $200 Staten Island to Manhattan, travel fees apply to all other areas. Ready to marry her? Contact Reverend Deborah. Gunda Catskill singing gorilla. Man, I want to follow up with that. I think I wonder if there's something we can work into the show. most of these suck. This one's not bad. Valentine's Day is this Thursday. Have you found a date yet? Warning, if me and you go out on a date, I need to get home by 11 p.m. or I turn into a werewolf. So promise me you'll take me home in time. I'm a down-to-earth guy, smell good, funny, intelligent, send some smoke signals, send a messenger pigeon or an electronic message, and I will get back to you. There's a little thought put into it. Maybe those are just icebreakers. The werewolf thing. Or maybe he thinks he really turns into a werewolf. I don't know. Because it's not my problem. I'm not trolling Facebook looking for Valentine's Day dates. Valentine's Day boyfriend for hire. Charming, sophisticated, and sartorially elegant Englishman offers his accompaniment on Valentine's Day. Make this special occasion one to remember. Message for pictures and more information. Ladies, I need your opinion. This is another one. Would you prefer getting a Valentine's Day card from a guy that created it himself out of materials from the arts and crafts store? Or one that was already written and bought at Hallmark? Amazing. Most of these just suck. Like this. Be my Valentine. Roses are red. Chickens are yellow. I could be your baby and you could be my fellow. And a bunch of X's and O's. Looking for a kind, caring, fun guy to date. Let's meet and see how it goes. The last three are the roses are red poems. Roses are red and alcohol varies. This Thursday alone, the thought is too scary. To live is to love, to know is to feel. So send a reply and let's see if it's real. I think more interesting would be to see the replies to these people. And this one, happy Valentine's Day, honey. Roses are red, violets are blue. It's been a couple years, but I still think of you. D. I know Craigslist is a lot of selling and a lot of hookers, but like the misconnections thing. Are people supposed to like put something on there and then like the other person by some fucking miracle is supposed to see it because they're on there looking to put one too, and then like you get together and fall in love? I don't understand. This one, this guy put a meme. What if Valentine's Day was just made up by pharmaceutical companies to push depression medicine? It's one of those Keanu memes. This is a stupid holiday and it sucks. I'd rather stay in with or without a date. Going out means expectations are too high, restaurants are too crowded, too much BS. Damn you, Hallmark. The person with this valley put that on Craigslist. They had beef. They had beef with Hallmark and they said, fuck this shit. We're going to put it on Craigslist. See, I told you, wasn't that great? Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. February 17th, 2017. We have weed news coming up to fill out the hour. Got a lot of weed news to catch up on. A lot of shit going on. And we will catch up on it coming up. Right after this, biatch.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Doc Rob, the concierge for better living.
My guests say Razzie Barry. We're talking about nature, naturopathic medicine, as well as the concept of prevention and preventing disease.
Empower people to live a naturopathic lifestyle. Get to know your body, understand its rhythms, remove toxins, and use natural alternatives whenever possible. 90 to 95% of cancers are due to environment and lifestyle risk factors. That's a huge number. That means that cancer is preventable.
The Concierge for Better Living with Doc Rob. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the host of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
I'm Radical Russ from the Russ Belleville Show. Keith Stopp, the founder of Normal, is here.
The single most important victory will be California.
We've got Steve D'Angelo.
Well, the state of cannabis affairs in California is in flux.
The guru of ganja, Ed Rosenthal.
It's better for people to be using concentrates.
Weekdays live at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, exclusively on CannabisRadio.com.
Chung is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
You're going to be a
great granddad.
Pretty cool.
Morgan is Ray Dawn's son. Morgan and his wife Tracy, they've been trying to have a baby for quite some time. Did you hear what I said to Morgan?
What?
Do you know who the father is?
The Tommy Chung Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
It's time to Hemp Presents.
I am going to titillate your audio orifices with weekly radio rendezvous with some of the premier movers, shakers, and history makers of the cannabis community.
Radio resident Hempo Sapien Vivian McPeak.
I will be putting out a call to action on issues of the day and putting your interests under the big lights as I provide cannabis commentary and weekly interviews that go straight for the nugular.
Marijuana!
Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, here's cannabis news coverage you can count on. From the Stoner Jesus Show's Cannabis Radio Newsroom, inside the rectory, this is Weed News.
Yeah, it is Weed News. Wake and Bake. with Stoner Jesus. February 17th, 2017, our 3 days after Valentine's Day special. Welcome everyone listening live and on podcast. Don't forget Sunday night, the debut. The Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. Facebook.com/StonerJesus420, about 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Come check us out, yo. It's been a couple weeks since we've done this podcast, so a lot of stuff's been going on. A lot of weed news. You may remember the name Richard Kirk. A couple years ago, Richard Kirk killed his wife while she was on the phone with 911. Apparently, he had ate part of a Tootsie Roll-like candy that was infused with marijuana. This happened in Colorado. He killed his wife. Blamed the marijuana edible. Apparently, he was acting erratic. Said he was having hallucinations. The kids, who apparently were in the house at the time that their mother was killed, sued the company, or in the process of suing the company that made the edible as well as the store that sold it, saying there wasn't enough warning, instructions, so on and so forth. Basically blaming marijuana, this little Tootsie Roll thing, for this guy hallucinating, freaking out, and shooting his wife. A trial apparently was set to start next month, but that will not be happening. He pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. He's going to serve 25 to 30 years, 5 years of parole after that. Gives up custody of the children to the wife's parents, the woman he killed. So we won't know. We won't know what it came out in a trial. There has to be more of the story. I've said this before when we've talked about the story. There has to be more than just he fucking got a Tootsie Roll and decided to kill his wife. Okay, we don't know anything about how their relationship was. None of that shit. And again, now no trial, it won't come out. How many people have killed people after eating edibles? I mean, really, how many people have ate edibles? It's just that would be super rare. It would be a super rare thing, like a fucking unicorn. Well, not as rare as unicorn, obviously. Other stories. By the way, I wrote about that story on marijuanatimes.org. I wrote about this story as well on marijuanatimes.org. Charitable companies are finding it hard to give. Charitable cannabis companies. Cannabis companies are out there, you know, they're making a lot of profits. They want to say, hey, you know, some of it we can give to charity. But bottom line is they're having problems finding charities that will take the money. Some just, you know, don't want it for various reasons. The stigma around marijuana, the banking problems, the federal law. They're turning away the money. So these companies are finding it hard to locate good charities to give to. You know, so it's, you know, and again, it goes back to federal law. Throws a wrench in the work with a lot of this, shit. You know, there's a lot of things that companies can't do because of tax regulations or banking or whatever. And it's not like these companies are trying to get a tax write-off because you can't, because of federal law, you can't write off shit if you're a marijuana company. So you can't take certain deductions. So they're not doing it for that. They just want to give some fucking money to charity. It shouldn't be so goddamn hard. They'll find somebody. There's always somebody that'll take money. At least you would hope. A lot of these stories we get from Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. Congress, the new Cannabis Caucus, has been formed in Congress. Basically, it's a group of senators who are pro-marijuana law reform. So they can coordinate their actions and whatnot when it comes to various bills. There's already been a bunch of bills initiated, filed, thought about, written up, whatever. Including one that would end the federal war on marijuana, among other things. Just a lot going on. You know, and it's also, I would assume that the Cannabis Caucus in Congress is also a way to unite in case of an assault from the Trump administration, I guess, to be able to fight back or something like that if Jeff Sessions decides, in his capacity as Attorney General, to go after legal states or businesses in legal states. There was an interesting article in the Weekly Standard. It was a very conservative publication. It was the former drug czar, John Walters, George W. Bush's drug czar, and two of the people, I guess, that worked under him. They all wrote this big thing about why investors should stay away from cannabis And they cherry picked a lot of studies and some things they're right about. And I wrote about this for MarijuanaTimes.org as well. I don't think it's up yet, but it will be soon. A rebuttal to this or to that specific article. They cherry pick a lot of studies, but they are right about one thing. And I just alluded to it and talked about it. Then more alluded to it. Federal law. Federal law is creates another level of anxiety, another level of legal problems. It doesn't exist in a lot of industries that investors would want to get into. But, you know, whereas they see that as a reason not to invest, we see it as a reason to change the fucking laws. The laws are the problem in all of this, especially federal law. That's what needs to change. Other shit going on in the realm of weed news. Former Colombian president wrote an op-ed. Is there not a link to that? No. It's fucking internet on this computer's fucked up. The wireless internet's fucked up. God damn, it's always something. It's always something. Monkeying with my shit. Anyway, the guy in the Philippines is just killing a bunch of people and having other people kill a bunch of people. Suspected drug dealers or whatever. Shit is crazy out there. And the former president of Colombia is saying, you know, we tried with the military and all that to eradicate drugs and it just didn't work. You may remember the Colombian president, Gaviria, whatever the hell his name is. He's the guy in Narcos, if you ever watched that show. Great fucking show on Netflix. He's the guy who was president and hunted down Pablo Escobar. Other stories, Washington State vows that it will fight Sessions and Trump over legal marijuana if it comes down to it, which is what would have to happen. I mean, if the feds say, hey, you states, you got to do this. You have to do such and such in regards to marijuana. It's going to be up to the states to say, no, we're not going to do that. And then the battle ensues from there. But if they roll over and just say, yeah, all you guys got to shut down, then, you know, there's another problem in and of itself. Marijuana-laced candy sends two teens to the hospital in Peebles, Ohio. Apparently there's some guy, here's the crux of the story. There's some guy outside the convenience store selling what turned out to be marijuana edibles for $1 a piece to kids as they walked by or went to the store or came out of the store. Now, there's a few theories of why somebody would do this. It's obviously not for profit. If you're selling for $1 a piece, he's probably losing money on the deal at some point. Basically, what it has to come down to is just some weird guy who thinks it's funny to get kids to eat marijuana edibles. It's a very weird thing, but there's a lot of crazy people out there. Maybe he's off his meds. Maybe he's on too many meds. Maybe he's on the wrong meds. But I don't know. What other reason would there be? Could be something devious, like someone killed his wife, or kidnapped his wife, rather, and they say they're going to kill her, but unless he goes to the front of his convenience store and sells edibles to kids, not tell them it's edibles, marijuana edibles, and it's for $1 a piece. But again, the motive for that breaks down. It's just some crazy person. But you know what? First of all, kids, if you're listening, don't buy shit from guys standing in front of convenience stores. I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't care if it's a watch, if it's a slab of beef. Don't. If their shit was so good, they'd be inside somewhere selling it, wouldn't they? They'd at least be at a flea market. These people are lower than the flea market people. They can't even break into the flea market. They're not good enough for that. They sell shit out front of convenience stores. No, it's not a Gucci bag. No, it's not a Rolex. And maybe that fucking cupcake you just got is going to make you trip balls. Anyway, of course, kids, you know, teenagers, they eat marijuana edibles. They have no idea. They have no tolerance. They have no idea the dosage or nothing. Yeah, it's going to freak you out. I would freak out. You're not expecting that. You don't know what it is. You don't know what the fuck's going on. You think you're going to die. You're not, obviously. You're all going to be fine. Nobody dies from it, but you don't know that. At the time, you're like, hey, that's a possibility. What the fuck does this dude give me? I paid $1 for this shit. sell me edibles for a dollar. I'll take them. I don't have to hide it. Just say, look, this is it, a dollar. The fucking make it rain like the strip club, bitch. Dollar bills. Other stories on Cannabis Tweets. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. Apparently, a lot of like snowboarders and skiers and professional athletes in that realm, like the outdoor stuff, the snow stuff, apparently they have a lot of marijuana sponsorships. I need to get in on that. Problem is, I can't snowboard or anything. I can't do any of that shit. I can probably ride a snowmobile. Other professional snowmobile racers? I'd like you to do that. That'd be cool. Now give me a marijuana sponsorship too? Fuck yeah. Iowa State violated the First Amendment by barring pro-marijuana student group from printing t-shirts with ISU logo. Apparently there was a normal chapter at Iowa State. They wanted to make t-shirts with a little cannabis leaf on it, and which you're allowed to do. Basically, you're allowed to use the logo for certain things at Iowa State, certain groups or whatever. And the court said that, well, you have to let normal do it too. Blaze on. So that's pretty much it. Like I said, check out marijuanatimes.org. I write a lot on there. Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. For your latest weed news. Maybe not your latest weed news, but your eventual weed news. It was in weed news at some point. Wake and bake. We got hour two coming up. I don't know if I'm going to do a full 2 hours a day. We'll see how it goes. This cold, man, is kicking my ass. It's kicking the ass of my voice and my throat. We'll see. Plus, I'm sleepy. I'm going to go sleep. Waking back with Stoner Jesus. I don't know. What kind of morning show is this? I want to go to sleep. Okay. Let's try this again. Waking back with Stoner Jesus. February 17th, 2017. We got all kinds of cool shit coming up, including Stoner Jesus pickup lines. Valentine's Day edition here on our 3 days after Valentine's Day special live on CannabisRadio.com, where we are every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. Also, podcasts on StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, YouTube, and Spreaker, of course, StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com for podcasts as well, StonerJesus.net for all our sponsors, and for our social media links. It's tiring, too. We'll be back after this, motherfuckers. By the way, our sponsors, their banners are on StonerJesus.net. They support us, so go support them. By the way, I think I was remiss earlier when mentioning that I'm going to be on something called the Dean Andrews podcast soon. So this guy contacted me about being on his show, talking about some shit. So I'll tape that next week. I believe it's episode 44 of his show, DeanAndrewsPodcast.com. You know, I'm happy to, go spread the word, the gospel of Stoner Jesus. Anybody will have me. We'll talk it up and blaze it up and whatnot. I don't know. We'll see. It's DeanAndrewsPodcast.com. That'll be out sometime next week, I guess, because I think it's a recorded thing. So I don't know how quick the turnaround time is, but the interview will be Wednesday night. Don't forget, as I said, Sunday night. Stoner Jesus on Facebook Live, Stoner Jesus Show. Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Valentine's Day pickup lines. Coming up, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net or go to KindSoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. You never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, KindSoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net.
While the feds and state are doing their dance, you still need to transact business and manage your cash. Go professional and let your customers pay with PayQuick. They pay you and they earn rewards points. PayQuick connects to your bank account for free and secures all of your transactions. And with PayQuick, you can pay your producers and processors for free. Plus, it pays to have it because it makes depositing your cash safe and so easy. No cops, no crooks, just compliance and comfort, knowing you have your cannabis business in check with PayQuick. PayQuick,
the safe and easy way to pay.
PayQwick.com.
Play as Ted Growing, expelled botany sophomore and the biggest grower in town, only on Weed Firm Replanted. Available on the App Store and Google Play.
It's a lot of work being the biggest grower in town. Maintaining a room full of plants while dealing with a slew of eccentric customers, from a hardcore partier to the curious neighbor next door.
Is anybody home?
Help me expand my bud business by unlocking new strains, customizing my grow room, and completing challenges that you can't get enough of. Grow your empire so big you can see it from space. Low on funds? Don't worry. Weed Firm Replanted is free to download.
Download Weed Firm Replanted for free on the App Store and Google Play today. Get growing, Mr. Growing.
Cannabis legalization efforts are increasing competition for businesses wanting to make it big. In this complex and fast-changing environment, only the savviest will survive. What are you going to do to stay ahead of the game? Enter New Frontier's free platform, Equio, the premier business intelligence, visualization, and marketing platform for the cannabis industry. With Equio, you can stay on top of your store sales, trends, and competition, better understand your seasonality and broader sales trends, identify and compare your top products and categories, and cross-buying opportunities. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The cannabis industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com.